Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Steve Ember with People in America in VOA Special English. Today we remember six interesting people who died in the past year.
We start with Elizabeth Edwards. She was the wife of former Senator John Edwards and served as a political advisor during his campaigns. Mr. Edwards was the Democratic vice presidential nominee in 2004. He unsuccessfully competed for the presidential nomination in 2008. Elizabeth Edwards had a successful career as a lawyer long before she became involved with politics. She was also the mother of four children. She faced several tragedies in her life. The Edwards' teenage son, Wade, was killed in a car accident in 1996. She was diagnosed with breast cancer at age 55. And during his last campaign, it became public that John Edwards had had an affair and child with another woman. The Edwards later separated. For many people, Elizabeth Edwards was a hero for her brave and very public battle with cancer. She did not let the disease stop her campaign work and activism. She became a fierce supporter for health care reform and women's health issues. She also wrote two best-selling books about her life. Shortly before her death, she posted her last message on Facebook. She said that she had been supported in her life by three saving graces: her family, her friends, and her belief in the power of hope. Elizabeth Edwards died of cancer in December at the age of 61.
Paul Miller was a lawyer who became a leader in the disability rights movement. In 1986, he graduated at the top of his class from Harvard Law School in Boston, Massachusetts. Many law firms wanted to hire him, but after meeting him, none would give him a job. Paul Miller was born with a condition called achondroplasia, a form of dwarfism. As an adult, he stood about 137 centimeters tall. Later in his career, Paul Miller would work to change such forms of discrimination. He became a member of the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. He helped enforce the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. This law protected disabled people in both public and private employment. He served as an advisor to President Clinton and President Obama. He also worked to create federal laws protecting the privacy of people's genetic information. Employers and insurance agencies cannot use this information in a discriminatory way. As a child, Paul Miller's parents took him to meetings of the Little People of America. This group gives support and information to people of short height and their families. He later said going to these meetings made him want to help others like himself. Paul Miller died of cancer in October at the age of 49.
We're the members of the All-American League. We come from cities near and far.
Dorothy Kamenschek was considered one of the best female players in baseball history. In 1943, the owner of the Chicago Cubs created the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. At the age of 17, Kamenschek was picked to be on the Rockford Peaches team. Known as Dottie to her fans, she became a huge success. She would jump over a meter in the air to catch the ball at the first base position. She was also a great hitter. She had one of the league's top 10 batting averages. Kamenschek played for the All-American Girls League for 10 seasons. She was chosen to be on the All-Star team 7 times in her career. Her life influenced the role played by Gina Davis in the 1992 movie A League of Their Own. Dorothy Kamenschek was such a skillful player that a men's minor league team from Florida once tried to buy her contract. She refused the offer. Kamenschek retired from baseball in 1953. She earned a degree in physical therapy. She later worked for the Crippled Children's Services Department in Los Angeles, California. Dorothy Kamenschek died in May at the age of 84.
Leslie Nielsen was a serious actor in television and movies for many years. But using this seriousness to make people laugh changed his career. Leslie Nielsen was born in Canada and later became an American citizen. After serving in the Royal Canadian Air Force, he began studying acting in Toronto and New York City. He worked in theater and television before making his first movie in 1956. He had major roles in movies including Forbidden Planet, Tammy and the Bachelor, and The Poseidon Adventure. By the 1960s, Nielsen's hair had turned white. He was often chosen to play the serious roles of government and military leaders. In 1980, he was chosen to be in a very different kind of film. The movie Airplane was very funny. It is about a plane and its crew and passengers in a difficult situation.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Airplane changed Leslie Nielsen's career. He became famous for his roles in the funny Naked Gun movies. He played Detective Frank Drebin, a man who does everything wrong. Nielsen spent the rest of his career playing funny parts in movies, including Dracula, Dead and Loving It, and Spy Hard. One reporter said his fans loved him because he seemed to be having a good time while making sure the audience had a good time, too. Leslie Nielsen died in November at the age of 84.
Louise Bourgeois was an influential artist best known for her large sculptures of metal spiders. Much of her art was fearless, sexual, and strange. Her paintings and sculptures were often shaped by painful experiences. Her anger toward her father for betraying her mother with another woman was one big influence in her work. She once said that her artwork was a way to battle her tensions and fears and attempt to be a better person. Louise Bourgeois was born in 1911 in Paris, France. Her parents had a business repairing ancient tapestries. She used her drawing skills to help with repairs. Louise studied math in college, but later changed her area of study to art. In 1938, she met art historian Robert Goldwater in Paris. They married and moved to New York City. She continued to work as an artist while raising their three sons. Bourgeois took part in many gallery and museum shows in New York, but she did not become internationally famous until she was in her 60s. In 1982, the Museum of Modern Art organized a show of her work. Major museums around the world later bought her artworks. She once said she was glad she was discovered later in life. This gave her time to work without interruption at her own speed and in her own way. Louise Bourgeois kept working on her art until her last days. She died in May at the age of 98.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch.
Jerry Bach was a celebrated composer who wrote music for many popular Broadway shows. He worked with the songwriter Sheldon Harnick to create seven musicals. These include Fiorello and She Loves Me, but their most famous musical was Fiddler on the Roof. It first played on Broadway in 1963. The play tells about Jewish life in a small Russian village during the early 1900s. The main characters are a milkman named Tevye, his wife, and five daughters. Jerry Bach was influenced by the Jewish musical traditions he heard as a child. Fiddler on the Roof became a huge success. It won 9 Tony Awards. The show played for 8 years, making it Broadway's longest-running musical at the time. It was also made into a popular movie. Jerry Bach was born in 1928 and grew up in New York City. At a young age, he was able to play complex music on the piano. In high school, he wrote his first musical. He wrote his first musical play for Broadway in 1956. Later in his career, Jerry Bach wrote music for television programs for children. He died in November at the age of 81. We leave you with one of the most popular songs from Fiddler on the Roof, If I Were a Rich Man.
If I were a rich man.